This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A massive turnout in Hong Kong to vote Sunday in district elections, seen as a barometer of public support for pro-democracy protests. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Vote counting was overseen by officials. The normally low-key race for what's basically community representatives took on new importance amid the protests that have rocked the semi-autonomous Chinese territory for more than 5 months. Election Commission Chairman Barnabas Funk says 71% of the city's 4.1 million registered voters cast ballots, well exceeding the 47% turnout in the same election 4 years ago. Early returns show pro-democracy candidates taking a significant number of seats. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been released from a hospital. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The Supreme Court says the 86-year-old justice is doing well and has returned to her Washington, D.C. home. Ginsburg spent 2 nights at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, where she was taken Friday after experiencing chills and fever. The court says she received intravenous antibiotics and fluids and that her symptoms abated. Ginsburg has had 4 occurrences of cancer, including 2 in the past year. Still, her absences from the court's public sessions have been rare. She did miss one earlier this month with what the court said was a stomach bug. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Emergency officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 26 people died when an airplane crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday. The 19-seat Dornier 228 aircraft, operated by local company Busy Bee, crashed into a residential area near the Goma airport. Several of the victims were on the ground when the plane came down. Authorities said all 17 passengers died. This is VOA News.